Blog Talk Radio.
It's the second annual Tent Crusade, Jesus Feed the 5,000. It's all going to take place April the 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th in Wake Forest, North Carolina, on North Allen Street, 4 days of power. And it's all going to take place in Wake Forest, North Carolina. This is sponsored by Now Faith International Ministries, 245 Friendship Chapel Road in Wake Forest. It's 4 days of power. That's right. On that Thursday night at 7 o'clock p.m., April the 24th, will be Pastor Enoch E. Holloway, pastor of the Friendship Chapel Baptist Church. And on that Friday evening at 7 o'clock is none other than Pastor Larry William, pastor of Kingdom Building Fellowship out of Clayton, North Carolina. And coming on that Saturday is Jesus Feed the 5,000 from 12 o'clock noon to 2 o'clock. They will be giving fish plates out to the community to 2 o'clock. And coming back at 6 p.m. will be all the way out of New Jersey, Bishop Sandy T. Burks, a powerful, anointed man of God that will bring forth the Word of God at 6 o'clock on Saturday. And on that Sunday, ending this big tent crusade, will be all the way out of Fort Washington, Maryland, Reverend Robert E. Ellison. He is the author of an awesome book titled The Biblical Insight of Coping with Chaos. Don't miss this big tent crusade. It's the second annual tent crusade, Jesus Feed the 5,000, in Wake Forest, North Carolina, located on North Allen Street, 4 days of power, April the 24th, April the 25th, April the 26th, and 27th. Don't miss it. For more information, call 919-210-3679. It's a God thing. Catch the waves on the NFI Radio Gospel Network 7 days a week, Mondays through Fridays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays from 4 to 7 p.m. It's a wave thing, playing the very best in gospel music and the word ministry right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Catch the waves on the NFI. Keeping it real like a $50 bill. Telling the truth till the Lord deliver you. Hello, somebody. The NFI Radio Gospel Network. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. It's the second annual Tent Crusade, Jesus Feed the 5,000. It's all going to take place April the 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th. In Wake Forest, North Carolina, on North Allen Street, 4 days of power. And it's all going to take place in Wake Forest, North Carolina. This is sponsored by Now Faith International Ministries, 245 Friendship Chapel Road in Wake Forest. It's 4 days of power. That's right. On that Thursday night at 7 o'clock p.m., April the 24th, will be Pastor Enoch E. Holloway, pastor of the Friendship Chapel Baptist Church. And on that Friday evening at 7 o'clock is none other than Pastor Larry William, pastor of Kingdom Building Fellowship out of Clayton, North Carolina. And coming on that Saturday is Jesus Feed the 5,000 from 12 o'clock noon to 2 o'clock. There will be giving fish plates out to the community to 2 o'clock. And coming back at 6 p.m. will be all the way out of New Jersey, Bishop Sandy T. Burks, a powerful, anointed man of God that will bring forth the Word of God at 6 o'clock on Saturday. And on that Sunday, ending this big tent crusade, will be all the way out of Fort Washington, Maryland, Reverend Robert E. Ellison. He is the author of an awesome book titled The Biblical Insight of Coping with Chaos. Don't miss this big tent crusade. It's the second annual tent crusade, Jesus Feed the 5,000, in Wake Forest, North Carolina, located on North Allen Street, 4 days of power, April the 24th, April the 25th, April the 26th, and 27th. Don't miss it. For more information, call 919-210-3679. It's a God thing.
Deliver me from the morning. let's make some noise in here. Somebody say glory. Somebody say glory. Somebody say hallelujah. The other day, I cried so many tears. I had so many fears deep down inside. I was so worried about all of my troubles and how I can get through them and see him with a smile. Said he won't give you,
he won't give you up.
It's the second annual Tent Crusade, Jesus Feed the 5,000. It's all going to take place April the 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th in Wake Forest, North Carolina on North Allen Street. 4 days of power. And it's all going to take place in Wake Forest, North Carolina. This is sponsored by Now Faith International Ministries, 245 Friendship Chapel Road in Wake Forest. It's 4 days of power. That's right. On that Thursday night at 7 o'clock p.m., April the 24th, will be Pastor Enoch E. Holloway, pastor of the Friendship Chapel Baptist Church. And on that Friday evening at 7 o'clock is none other than Pastor Larry William, pastor of Kingdom Building Fellowship out of Clayton, North Carolina. And coming on that Saturday is Jesus Feed the 5,000 from 12 o'clock noon to 2 o'clock. They will be giving fish plates out to the community to 2 o'clock. And coming back at 6 p.m. will be all the way out of New Jersey, Bishop Sandy T. Burks, a powerful, anointed man of God that will bring forth the Word of God at 6 o'clock on Saturday. And on that Sunday, ending this big tent crusade, will be all the way out of Fort Washington, Maryland, Reverend Robert E. Ellison. He is the author of an awesome book titled The Biblical Insight of Coping with Chaos. Don't miss this big tent crusade. It's the second annual tent crusade, Jesus Feed the 5,000, in Wake Forest, North Carolina, located on North Allen Street, 4 days of power, April the 24th April the 25th, April the 26th, and 27th. Don't miss it. For more information, call 919-210-3679. It's a God thing.
Here's a song that I love to sing with the great Willie Banks. Listen. Dear Lord,
show me
Gospel Network. 7 days a week, Mondays through Fridays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and on Saturdays and Sundays from 4 to 7 p.m. It's the Wave Thing, playing the very best in gospel music and the Word Ministry right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Catch the waves on the NFI. Keeping it real like a $50 bill. Telling the truth to the Lord deliver you. Hello, somebody. The NFI Radio Gospel Network. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. And now, live from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina, your very own reporter, Sister Joyce Guthrie, brings you the latest information to the world and the most popular people in the community. You've got it locked right here with the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And now, here she is, your reporter on location. Let's welcome Sister Joyce Guthrie.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, we're certainly thanking you all for listening to NFI Radio Gospel Network, and you know that I'm your truly and sister in Christ reporter, Joyce Guthrie. We certainly want to truly thank you listeners around the world. And we are always here for you, and we richly want to reward you with really great topics and subjects. And sometimes we have careers, and we have jobs, and we have even your gifts. So always know that you can call. That number once again is 347-215-8049. So, and then coming up later to the show, we have our truly wonderful, very best radio host, Reverend Thurlin Kearney. And today, we were having a great topic that we wanted to talk to you all about and inform you some information, but we do have to apologize because he was not come in today. It was a man by Joseph Cutchin's funeral home located in North Carolina, but he was busy today with different funerals and different things that was going on. But we look forward to having him on maybe sometimes next week. Then we also had another person that we really wanted to talk with was a Navy SEAL.
Whatever you do, remember we told you, don't stay away,
don't stay away
from the church too long.
You might find
doing wrong. Oh,
don't you stay away
from the church too long. You might find don't stay away and do wrong. You might find yourself walking all alone. Come on back once again. Help somebody, shake somebody's hand.
Don't stay away
from the church too long. You might find
yourself
doing
from place to place, trying to find you a helping hand. If you come on back once again, you'll find something on which you can stand. Don't stay from the church too long. You might find. Just say, then live by the word of God, so you can walk a straight and narrow way. Don't stay.
Y'all to do is say, all y'all got to say is, yeah. I'm gonna say that twice. Yeah. All I want y'all to do is, don't stay awake, don't stay awake, don't stay. And me and y'all say, don't you stay away, don't stay away, don't stay. Yeah. Now come on, men, say. I want you to come on, me and Vincent. Tell them, say, don't stay away. Don't stay away. Come on, me and tell them. One more time. Don't stay away. Don't stay. Somebody tell us it.
My name is ESK from NFI Radio Gospel Network. Once again, we are here to bring you the best in gospel music. So sit back, relax, meditate on the Lord, and be ready for a blessing from the Lord. We promise to bring you the very best in gospel. If you'd like to give us a call us at 347-215-8049. Once again, that's 347-215-8049. Enough of me. Let's get back to some good old gospel music. Sit back and enjoy.
No one can compare. Not another anywhere.
I don't know about you, but I know there's no one like Jesus. We're going to continue with something from our sister Patti LaBelle.
Yeah. Once again, this is ESK coming to you from NFI Radio Gospel Network. And I want to take this opportunity to thank Reverend Thurling Kearney for giving me the opportunity to come to you and listen in on some of the best gospel in the world. So just sit back and continue to enjoy it. And once again, if you need to give us a call and speak to us, you can call us at 347-215-8049. That's 347-215-8049. And just continue to sit back and enjoy this beautiful, beautiful moment of fellowship with the Lord through music from our radio station, NFI Gospel Network.
Yo, Fred, don't be stingy. Give me some.
Ow! Help me now. Y'all feel that bounce? Who's on the bass? He's back, y'all. It's like that, y'all. It's your nephew with the Singleton. Let's go.
Today, keep your praise down. like he said, it's all temporary. Your blessing is legendary. You better ask somebody. We coming out, people.
We're going to continue to bring you more beautiful gospel music. Be sure to tune in on Monday and Fridays from 11 to 2 and every evening from 4 to 7 on Saturday and Sunday. The best in gospel on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Let us sing to the Lord. We'd like to do a little tribute to my dad, Bishop F.C. Barnes. He has written a lot of great songs over the years. Here are just a few of the ones that I love. Oh, people, God will heal the land.
We had a great flood to hit our area where we live. My dad wrote a song to all the victims. He told them these words. He said,
I know that the sun will shine again.
He said, I know that the sun
will shine.
Just hold your head up high
and try to smile.
many other wonderful songs. We love you.
Yes, we are going to have a good time when we get to heaven. This is once again your host, ESK, coming to you from NFI Radio Gospel Network. Hopefully you're enjoying this beautiful evening. I know I am. And we're going to bring you more and more good gospel music as you listen in.
Tonight. Hallelujah. I overheard a conversation a while back. Two brothers were talking about how it was when they first accepted Christ in their life. One of the young men said, well, you know, it was the strangest thing, but it was the best thing that ever happened to me. He said, you know, I was sitting in a church one night. And as that old gray-headed preacher began preaching, he said something started happening inside me. And it was kind of like the experience that Jeremiah had. He said it was kind of like fire set up in my bones.
Anybody know anything about that? And he said it just kept building and building and building and building and building. So I had to get up and testify about what was going on in my life. And he said, I told him, he said, it was just like kind of like a blind man. He explained and he said, I couldn't see nothing. Oh no, said I couldn't see nothing, but I felt a change in me. Maybe you don't understand. Say it like this. He said, something got in my hand.
Yes, it did.
Something got in my feet, he said. And I just couldn't stay in my seat. He said, I couldn't see.
Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Once again, I'm your host, ESK, coming to you from NFI Radio Gospel Network. I know for myself what the William Brothers mean when they say Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to them. Because Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. He saved my soul. And I shout out a hallelujah to him. So, once again, the phones are open. You can reach us at 347-215-8049. That's 347-215-8049. I'm sure you have something you want to give, get off your chest. If you're going through something, give us a call, because we're right here for you.
This is another SOP exclusive. That's Flip, and I'm Natalie. And this phrase about to change the game. Y'all ready for this? Come on.
The praise of his people.
Oh, God, we have worship.
God in faith, He'll give it to you. John chapter number 6. I want us to look at verse number 26. And we're going to be reading from the Amplified Version of the Bible. So if your Bible reads a little different, if you're reading from the King James, the Amplified will read just slightly different. And the Amplified combines the Hebrew and the Greek so that we understand the total emphasis of the word. Okay, so that's why we're reading from the Amplified Version of the Bible. So we're looking here now at John chapter number 6, verse number 26. I just want to use for a text. Go ahead and read that.
Jesus answered them, "I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, you have been searching for me, not because you saw the miracles and signs, but because you were fed with the loaves and were filled and satisfied."
Jesus answered them, "I assure you, most solemnly, I tell you, you have been searching for me, not because you saw the miracles and signs, but because you were fed with loaves and were filled and satisfied." And I want to talk to us today, define your search. Define your search. Define it. Identify it. Come to grips with what you're searching for and why you're searching. Because if not, the devil will put you on a wild goose chase. And you will find yourself going from church to church, from ministry to ministry, from organization to organization. Why? Because you have not sat down and defined what it is you're looking for and why you need that. You have to define your search, because even when the tough get going and the going get tough, when it does get tough, you are not quick to leave because you have already defined your search and why you are here. People that easily leave ministries and they easily leave churches, that is simply because their search has not been defined. Come on, somebody. It's simply because they have not sat down and said why I need to be here and what the process is and what God needs to do with me, through me, right here in this ministry. Because when you define your search, can't nothing shake you. People can talk and people can leave and people can do all kinds of things, but you have defined your search and nothing shall by any means move you. Because my search has been defined. My search has been defined. When you talk about define your search, it's the Lord began to talk to me, and many people leave their local church. And I understand we're talking about they that remain. The Lord has put me to be a standard in the realm of the Spirit to stop this flow of leaving churches and leaving here and leaving there. And if God tells you to leave, find it. So, but find you somewhere to sit down and let God work that thing out in you. Have nothing to do. Have nothing. God will pull you up and put you somewhere. But what you've got to come to grips with is, okay now, God, if we are going, help me now sit down and define why I'm coming and why I'm here. Gotta see some purpose. I gotta see some things and understand something. God will tell you something. He'll tell you to get up and leave. And sometimes you don't want to leave, but something in your spirit says, I need this. There's another level of purging that I need. There's another level of consecration that I need. So he'll tell you it's time to go, and he'll make you leave by choice. And some of you, he will tell you by force. And many of you are sitting right here in this congregation. And what I'm trying to help you to understand, now define your search. Now that you're here, now that you're sitting in this place, don't become a routine saint. Don't become a routine member. But define what it is God want to do in you while you're here. then your coming will have purpose. Your sitting here will have some purpose. Because when you understand and you look into the mirror of the Word, baby, you don't come out perfect. When you look into the mirror of the Word, you don't come out clean. And so one thing that you've got to understand is that when I look into God's Word, it is a mirror showing me my faults and showing me my mishaps. And so when I come in, I'm not just praising God because everybody else is praising God. I'm praising God to get his attention so that he can come and snatch up this stuff. Because contrary to popular belief, we got some stuff that still needs to be worked on. So now that we're here, let's define that thing that we want God to do. Some folks say, well, you know, I'm just not getting the word I need. There's no fire in this place. I'm just tired of all the mess that's going on. I'm not growing in this particular church. There's something that God wants me to do, and I don't feel like I'm in the right place to do it. Come on, have you ever heard that before? Okay? I have no problem with that. But when God picks your spirit up and puts you into the place where all of these situations can be addressed, he's trying to make you a remnant. You then cannot pick your bags back up and say, it's time for me to go because somebody is lying. Somebody's lying. Huh? And we said, well, you know, God called me here. Now, understand something. Understand something, because I feel a little wrestle in the realm of the spirit. Because the Lord will. He'll pick your spirit up and say, I want you to be in this church, and I want you to sit under this ministry, because there are some things in you that need to be birthed. There is a birthing in your destiny that will happen here. Are you following what I'm saying? And sometimes it just puts you, and what am I doing? I'm making you think. I'm making you consider, because I believe that when the Lord sends me sons and daughters, that he's sending me so that I can process them all the way through. And they don't leave because somebody didn't speak to them. And they don't leave because they just don't like somebody's personality. And they don't leave because the church has hit adversity. They stay because they are being processed to be a remnant. So I have to define my search. To search means to go through or look through carefully in order to find something. You know, the enemy's just like that. He will send folk to your ministry and just have them sit just so they can find something. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Just so they can say, well, you know, I heard about everything that's been going on, but let me just come and look and watch. And see, that very person, before they could even start thinking iniquity in their mouth, something about the power of God done hit their spirit. And before they know it, they came as a spy, but they're getting a breakthrough. Y'all, I'm telling you what I know. I've seen people come and come as a witch and come as a warlock to find something going on within your church and within your ministry. But if you got power, baby, they would have come in. They would have come in to start something, but they'll leave because something done got started in their spirit. And baby, they done hooked and booked and found their way all the way to the front. You don't worry, because as long as you got power, God's going to fix it. It means to look or to examine. I want you to go back over your resume, spiritual resume, and look and examine where it is God's trying to take you. Where is it that God wants to do in you? What is your divine destiny? What are the prophecies that has been spoken over your life? And what is God trying to purge within you? Come on, you know yourself better than anybody else knows yourself. And what are those attitudes and what are those behaviors and what are those habits that you seem to cannot break? And when pressure comes, you go to cussing. And when pressure comes, you go to lying. And when pressure comes, you go to flirting. And you go to looking. Examine. Check yourself out. Check yourself out. Check why you and your spouse can't get along and check out why things are going on. Examine. Define your church and your search. And I believe that when we come into the house of God, there will be a powerful movement. There will be a powerful breakthrough. Why? Because we have defined why we come in here. It means to look at or beneath the superficial aspects of. Look beneath everything else. And because what? So many times we are attracted somewhere that has a big, beautiful building. We're attracted because the choir can sing. And we're attracted because the man of or woman of God preaches well. But what you want to make sure is that there is an anointing in the house that breaks yokes. That upgrades your thinking, that challenges your behavior, that holds you accountable, that sets you in order for your divine destiny. Don't just go to no church because they sound good and look good and got good things going on. Make sure that there's an anointing in that house that after you have sinned, when you come back into this place, something's shaking in you. Because I beg to differ that everybody wants to stay in mess. There are some people that want to get to a church, that want to get to a ministry that has some power. Because I'm tired of fornicating. I'm tired of smoking. I'm tired of doing all of these other things. I want to be free. Tired of superficial church. Tired of superficial church. I'm tired of folk dressing up. And they don't even halfway acknowledge you. They don't halfway. Come on, somebody. They don't help you. Just superficial church. Come on. They singing on praise team, but they got boyfriends and sleeping around. And superficial church. Superficial church. Define your church. Don't just get caught up in what's the hottest thing on the scene. Because what's hot today may not be hot tomorrow. Baby, you're going to have to wait till that thing come back in season. So you don't just join a ministry because it's the new church. And this is the place where it seems like it's going on. Because, baby, let me help you understand something. You want to get somewhere where the power remains. Because what will happen? You'll lead a power. And go somewhere else where, okay, see here, after the pastor finished preaching, he stands at the door and greets everybody when they leave. Okay, if that's what you need, then that's where you go. Because if that's all you want from God, go there. Because you're taking somebody else's seat. You're taking somebody else's deposit. Because you're sitting there in your seat waiting for somebody to come speak to you when there is other people that say, I don't care if don't nobody speak to me. I want the word. I want my life changed. You can go to dinners with them, but I want what's going to come across this pulpit. Baby, you can have a steak with them. I want what's coming across this platform. Because that's the best of him. Jesus answered them, I assure you, most solemnly tell you, you have been searching for me, not because of you saw the miracles and the signs. He said, you after me because I fed you. I gave you a hug your first day. I embrace your children. I told you one day that you look nice today. You seem just like a good old boy. But see, problems gonna pop up when it's time to dig in your spirit. Problems gonna come up when it's time to get that mess down in your heart and in your spirit. And then where is the good boy then? See, I'm telling you that it's so obvious. It's so obvious what's happening in the realm of church in this hour, because people want to be pacified and understand something. Men and women of God can't do that with you, because what they mean innocently, baby, they're satisfying something in you. The word says, because you were fed with loaves and you were filled and you were satisfied. So what was a gentle hug by the men of God, baby, you embrace that to be satisfying. So what's the real problem going on here? What do you want? Do you want a man of God, or do you want a substitute for something that you can't get? Huh? Do you want a man of God, or do you want something that your husband ain't doing? Or do you want something that your wife ain't doing? Jesus said, I tell you why you're following me. You want something natural, but I come to give you something in the spirit. I'm telling you, we got to back up. We got to back up, because it's so attractive that men and women flow in the anointing. Oh, I just want that autograph. If I could just get her shoes, or if I could just get her handkerchief, or if I could just get that man of God suit, or his tie, or he gave me this tie. But what are you doing with the word that he gives you every Sunday? You're more excited about the tie than you are the message. Oh, he called me today. I ain't heard from him today. I just don't know what I'm going to do. Have you spent time with God? Who weighs the most? Me or God? Jesus said, you define your search. Paul said, I can be all things to all people so I can win them, but not so I can become a substitute for the real thing. Oh, I got my hair cut. Pastor didn't say nothing. Ain't you married? You got your hair cut not for the man of God. You got your hair cut for your husband. Oh, I was decked out. He didn't even acknowledge I was sharp. I'm not here to acknowledge you are sharp. I'm here to acknowledge your sin. And your good works, so that God can get the glory. Tell your neighbor, back up and define your search. Come to grips with why you really here. Don't let the man of God or woman of God be sharp and know they look good. Baby, come on, you could be just coming to church just to get a glimpse. Jesus said, you ain't here for the right reason. Jesus said, you just want to be satisfied. If he just shake my hand, I'll be satisfied. If he just say something to me, I'm going to be satisfied. Now understand something. I understand that when men and women of God make such impact in your life, you do want some kind of relationship. I'm not saying that. I want relationship with my spiritual mother and father. But I do understand something. It is the anointing on their life that draws me. I don't have to be in their face all the time, and I don't have to act like that. Because it makes relationships unhealthy. You got to check that feeling you get. Tell your neighbor, check that feeling.
I just, you know, he's so humble. I just want my husband to be humble. Oh, co-pastor, she just dressed so nice like a woman. I wish my wife would dress like a woman and just act like that. Check yourself. Ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong now with your every, and see women, you got to watch it. Because every woman wants a man like they daddy. Daddy could be rough and tough, but they still drawn to it. And so what you've got to understand, you got to separate soul and spirit. Keep holy things holy. Jesus said, if you back up in this, back up in that reading to verse number 22. Because, y'all, I don't know why the Holy Ghost just had to make a detour like that. Come on, let's back that reading up to verse number 22 and read it.
The next day, the crowd that still remained, standing on the other side of the sea.
Okay, now watch this now. The crowd that remained, I'm talking about the ones when everybody got to, remember they got on the boat, and Jesus got on the boat. He walked on the water, got them on the boat, and they immediately got to the other side. Okay, now those now that are on that other side, not this side that the boat just took them to, but the ones that were still on the shore on this side. Are you following me? Okay, they hadn't got on the boat yet. Okay, read. Talking about that group of people.
The next day, the crowd that still remained, standing on the other side of the sea, realized that there had been only one small boat there, and that Jesus had not gone into it with his disciples,
yes,
but that his disciples had gone away by themselves.
Yes.
But now some other boats from Tiberias had come in near the place where they ate the bread after the Lord had given thanks.
Okay, now here goes some more boats. Coming to the place where Jesus broke the bread and was giving thanks. They ain't studying Jesus. They was filled and satisfied. So now they're coming back to where they got some food. Huh? So go ahead and pick that reading up.
So the people, finding that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, themselves got into the small boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus.
They're going looking for Jesus, okay?
And when they found him on the other side of the lake, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you come here?
They got on the boat, got over there, they said, Rabbi! Why you leave us? I was wondering if you had some more shoes. Trying to see if you finna get rid of some old shirts. Woman of God, I heard you were cleaning out your closet. I just came to see if you had a couple things. Somebody said a couple things. You know, just a couple things. See, there's nothing wrong with that, but when you talk more about that than you do the message, something's wrong. When you're talking about more of the natural things than you are talking about the spiritual things, we have a problem. And when you just preach the powerful message, just preach, why are we riding together and you ain't saying nothing? Tell somebody to define your search. When you define your search, you stay on schedule. You stay on course. Because to define means to explain or identify the nature of. It means to fix or to lay down definitely. Watch this. It means to determine or fix the boundaries. I don't even let my emotions desire something more than what I'm supposed to be getting. I've set a boundary for that. Right. state the precise meaning. This hard teaching. But it's going to bring a healthy church. Define your church, your search. Okay? Read what it says.
Jesus answered them, I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, you have been searching for me, not because you saw the miracles and signs.
Not because of the message.
But because you were fed with the loaves.
Not because of the power.
Because you were fed with the loaves and were filled and satisfied.
Not because of the revelation. But Jesus began to pick something up in the people's spirit. Because when you begin to follow men and women of God just to be in association. Oh, I'm the one that rode with Pastor today. Oh, I'm the one that helped Pastor today, praise God. I'm the one that was with co-pastor today. I carried the bags, you know, praise God. Yeah, God elevated me, and I'm around the man and woman of God. See, Jesus picked something up in their spirit and say, I think you are more concerned about the natural than you are spiritual, because I ought to be seeing some elevation now. Why are you walking with me, and why are you coming over here and I'm not seeing elevation? I tell you why. Because you're being filled and satisfied by helping but not elevating. You done got satisfied. You feel so good that you're being a help that you are forgetting about your destiny. You are forgetting about what God has called you to do and why he sent you here. Because you would open your Bible, go back over that word, and get that word in your spirit and say, Pastor, you know what? While I'm helping you, I want to let you know that word changed my life. That word sent me over the edge. That word challenged me. I mean, you preached the devil out of me. Now, where your shoes at? Where are we supposed to be going? You throwing him the basketball saying, Pastor, I'm telling you what, that word, I'm telling you, that word changed my life forever. Because you know what? I was wrestling with some stuff on the inside. Here, catch the ball, Pastor. But you know, by the time you got through, why are we not hearing about the life change? And why are we not seeing the life change? I tell you why. You're being filled and satisfied by other stuff. And so when it is your turn to get your spirit challenged and charged, you are offended because you're saying, but I did all of this, and see, you got caught up in the flesh realm. Because a real man of God gonna let you do what you're supposed to do, but when it's time to get your spirit, you can't say, well, I did this for him and I did that for her, and this is, and I just don't know why they treat me like this. It's your turn. But see, if you would define your search, you'll know that your turn got to come to get you to where you need to go. So folk mad sitting in church because they turned and came. Well, I done done this and I done that. Praise God, you were supposed to do. That's your assignment, but it does not omit your turn. But see, if you in tune with your search, you know this part of my process. See, I can't let my assignments be so fulfilling that I forget my personal development, my personal cultivation, because you will walk out of here still cussing. You will walk out of here still fornicating. You will walk out of here still can't trust your folk and can't trust your wife. And the simplest correction that your man of God or woman of God give you, you can't handle it. And so, well, it's my season to be up. It's time to go. They don't appreciate nothing. We ain't got nothing. So anything you do is appreciative. But baby, that don't omit your turn. That don't omit you having to be corrected on that. How they gonna say that? Then a rejection come up. I done did all that for them. The devil. Define your search. Define your search. come back in line and in tune with all of this that you said God gonna do in you. Y'all, I can't even get in this. I called their cell phone, they ain't even answer. They might have been busy. I called their house, they ain't answer the phone. How many times folk call your house and you don't answer the phone? And you saying, "Woo, thank God for caller ID." And so you become so emotional unstable. And a weeping willow. Why? Because you forgot to check your search. And you done let something else get in there that ain't supposed to be there. And you trying to turn a healthy relationship unhealthy. But Jesus said, "I discern something in your spirit." Because by now I ought to see. Look. You've been with me all this time. You ought to be a mighty intercessor. Because you saw what I've had to go through. You hanging with me right now, you ought to be able to offer one word of encouragement. But we riding and you say nothing. You being set free, start praising him. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Praise Jesus. That word hit your spirit. God just delivered you because you won't get the spiritual while everybody else seeking the natural. And you're going to bypass your siblings. You're going to say, "You've been with that man. You've been with that woman, and this is where you at in God? You came to that church every Sunday. I came one Sunday. I came one Sunday and got a breakthrough. You've been here every Sunday. Define your search. Check your search. Because to be a remnant, you can't have it scrambled up. Because you be mad. Because you let your assignment fulfill you. It's supposed to be fulfilling, but it ain't supposed to take first precedence over your soul salvation. I'm supposed to serve. Malik, you supposed to serve. But it bothered me when I said, "Malik," because, you know, I ask questions. I do things because I want to see what's in folks' spirit. It bothered me when I asked you a question and got a response. The question was, I said, "What you going to do without your pastor?" He said, "I don't know. I think I'll be lost." I understand that because we mean that much to each other. And if something happened to you, I don't know what I'd do. But I know what I had to do. I want to bring some clarity in your spirit. Is that if anything happened to me, you've heard me preach. You've heard my message. And if the Lord called me today, you will survive. Would you miss me? Yes. Would I miss you? Yes. But while you are sitting and when it's time to stop serving, open up your Bible. Get your pencil and your pen out and get you something that's going to save you. Because there's much word that has went forth. If my wife and I are out of town Somebody ought to be able to just come back and preach the same message. And the anointing don't drop. You can't do nothing but say, and pastor preach that da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And change it up a little bit. And say, and ha. Now I'll let you do that a season. But then I'm going to come back and say, what she preach? What he preach? Well, I just preached that. They ain't need to hear that no more. I'll be able to give you the mic, son. And because you with me, you take the church in the same power that I took the church. Why? Because you with me. You were the one that was in shut-in prayer with me. Define your search. You were the one sat in that room with that woman while she was in the hospital. She ought to be able to say, I can't get the noonday prayer. I can't get that today. But daughter, take it up. So we're raising up a remnant. We ought to be able to have five churches right out of this congregation right here. That's worthy to be clapped upon. But if you let other stuff satisfy you to the point to where you forget about your own divine destiny, you got to define your search. You got to define your search and say, every time I get the word, it's pushing me to my next level. And I cultivate it and I work it. So that when I open my spiritual eyes again, I'm somewhere that I wasn't before last week.
Work it out right now.
catch the waves on the NFI Radio Gospel Network 7 days a week, Mondays through Fridays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays from 4 to 7 p.m. It's a wave thing, playing the very best in gospel music and the word ministry right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Catch the waves on the NFI. Keeping it real like a $50 bill. Telling the truth to the Lord deliver you. Hello, somebody. The NFI Radio Gospel Network. We'll be right back.
It's the second annual Tent Crusade, Jesus Feed the 5,000. It's all going to take place April the 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th in Wake Forest, North Carolina on North Allen Street. 4 days of power. And it's all going to take place in Wake Forest, North Carolina. This is sponsored by Now Faith International Ministries, 245 Friendship Chapel Road in Wake Forest. It's 4 days of power. That's right. On that Thursday night at 7 o'clock p.m., April the 24th, will be Pastor Enoch E. Holloway, pastor of the Friendship Chapel Baptist Church. And on that Friday evening at 7 o'clock, is none other than Pastor Larry William, pastor of Kingdom Building Fellowship out of Clayton, North Carolina. And coming on that Saturday is Jesus Feed the 5,000 from 12 o'clock noon to 2 o'clock. They will be giving fish plates out to the community to 2 o'clock. And coming back at 6 p.m. will be all the way out of New Jersey, Bishop Sandy T. Burks, a powerful, anointed man of God that will bring forth the Word of God at 6 o'clock on Saturday. And on that Sunday, ending this big tent crusade, will be all the way out of Fort Washington, Maryland, Reverend Robert E. Ellison. He is the author of an awesome book titled The Biblical Insight of Coping with Chaos. Don't miss this big tent crusade. It's the second annual tent crusade, Jesus Feed the 5,000, in Wake Forest, North Carolina, located on North Allen Street, 4 days of power, April the 24th, April the 25th, April the 26th, and 27th. Don't miss it. For more information, call 919-210-3679. It's a God thing. To God be the glory. Praise the Lord. Truly, He is worthy, and hallelujah. I pray that you have enjoyed thus far, and I want to thank my very good friend. I want to thank him for hosting the program. I'm excited about him being a part of this network. Certainly, I spoke with you earlier. We will have the young lady to come forth later this week, hopefully. I think she's trying to finish up a couple of things in school, college, but we're going to have her come forth. Certainly we want to thank them for helping me out here. That frees me up to work on some other things that I'm working towards. You just heard the announcement about the Tent Crusade, and I want to elaborate on a little bit about that. And certainly, once again, I want to thank each and every listener that took part on Saturday evening to come out for the musical program at Now Faith International Ministries. That's 245 Friendship Chapel Road. I certainly want to thank all of you that made your way out and pressed your way, and certainly I appreciate all the love and kind words that you shared during the time of the program, and you had a chance to come and meet me, and I was able to talk with you for a few moments. There was so much that took place there. We had such an awesome time, certainly even those that were modeling the latest fashion this spring and summer. The gentleman coming out of Goldsboro did an awesome, awesome job, and we definitely want to commend them for their effort in coming out, and was able to talk with them. We've got a couple of other things that we're going to be doing this summer. So I'm grateful about having the opportunity to talk with them. Coming up, that's going to be next week, if I'm speaking right. Well, it's going to be April the 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th. Just spoke about it, this Tent Crusade.
awesome tent crusade. I believe this is our second annual tent crusade. And certainly I'm always reminded of our first launching and all of those that helped make the launch and the vision go forward. I certainly want to thank them for being a partaker of the first launching of the tent crusade there in Wake Forest. And this has led us over into the second annual tent crusade. And this one, we've added another extra day on this one. We're going to have 4 days. 4 days of power, and the theme is Jesus Feed the 5,000. Jesus Feed the 5,000. The Word of God says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And we believing that as the word goes forward, that we're going to feed the city of Wake Forest. We're going to feed the community there in that location. The word will go forward to feed them like never before. We also are going to be giving fish plates out on that Saturday from 12 to 2 o'clock. So that's part of this launching of this tent crusade that's going to take place on 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th. Now, on that Thursday night, my overseer, which started off at 7 o'clock p.m., Pastor Enoch E. Holloway, pastor of the Friendship Chapel Baptist Church and the congregation, the praise team, will be there to help start it off on that Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. Now, on that Friday evening at 7 o'clock, my good friend all the way out of Clayton, North Carolina, Pastor Larry Williams, he is the pastor of Kingdom Building Fellowship Ministries out of Clayton, North Carolina. He also has a television broadcast that airs on Friday evenings at 8:30. Also, coming on that Saturday, right after the community that we serve them, the fish plates from 12 to 2 at 6 o'clock on that Saturday, which is the 26th. On that Saturday will be my good friend all the way out of New Jersey, Bishop Sandy T. Burks. He is the bishop of the church there as well as in Henderson, North Carolina. He's going to be there on that Saturday at 6 o'clock p.m., anointed, powerful, awesome man of God. If you want to hear this man, you need to be there. I'm telling you, I invite you to come out. Don't miss that Saturday on the 26th. And on the 27th, ending it on that 27th at 12 o'clock noon on that Sunday. That Sunday, the 27th, will be my good friend all the way out of Fort Washington, Maryland. None other than Reverend Robert E. Ellison. He's coming out of Fort Washington, Maryland, coming down, and he's going to be down for the cure forth the word on that Sunday to end this tent crusade. He is the author of this awesome book, The Biblical Insight of Coping with Chaos. You can find it at any bookstore. Awesome man of God, a very good friend. We basically try to communicate with each other once a week, if not at least once a month. But I'm grateful to have him to come down to share forth the word of God. He also is an awesome man that deals with the end times, as well as spiritual warfare. So we are excited about him coming. This is 4 days of power. The tent will seat over 500 people. So we've got plenty of room. We want you to come. If you'd like to bring your own reclining chair, you can, but we do have seats that will be there. So we want to make your way out. I'm excited about it. All of the pastors are excited about this awesome tent crusade, and I pray that you will be there as well. We're looking to take forth, launch out on time, and we're looking that God will have his way through this, that lives will be changed, set free, and delivered. We know that in this day and time, many people today don't even know who Jesus is. Many of them haven't had an opportunity to even walk in the church this year. So the Lord had laid on my heart to go, as the word of God said, into all the world, that we're going out in the community to share forth the word of God. And I think about how Jesus went forth and how the disciples went forth, how Paul and Silas went forth, and even through their going through and going forth, in the area that they were going, they were interrupted by different attacks of the enemy, which caused them to be delayed at times, and even caused them one time to be delayed because of this woman that had tried to stop them by exposing them, letting them know that they were preaching Jesus. And it caused them to be put in prison at a time that they wasn't looking to go through that stage of going to prison. They were on their way to the house of prayer, the Bible say. And when they were on their way to the house of prayer, Lord, I feel something coming on up in here. And I'm telling you, I'm trying to keep it low here. But there was something going on there. And they were on their way to the house of prayer. And there's something about when you go to the house of prayer. There's something about when you begin to pray to God in the spirit. When you begin to walk through the doors of the sanctuary, there's something there that's waiting for you, my brothers and sisters. It's called the anointing of God. And when you walk into the house of prayer, God's ready to release whatever you asked him. All you got to do is trust God, believe God, count on God. And that's what happened with Paul and Silas. They were on their way to the house of prayer. The Spirit of God was already upon them as the Spirit gave utterance, even though the dang said woman tried to expose them and cause them to be put in prison. And when they were placed in prison, God was there with them. He had already knew what he was going to do with them when it took place. And they placed Paul and Silas them in the center of the prison, that all the men that were in prison were able to see them as if they were like animals. They were placed in the center of the prison. But there was something called the Holy Ghost. There was something called the power of God that began to fall upon Paul and Silas as they were in the center of the prison. And they began to pray. And don't you know today that prayer would change things? That's why this tent crusade that we're about to launch out, we're already in the process of praying for this city. We're already beginning to go forward in fasting for this move of God that is going to take place on next week. We're already in position that God will move like never before in the city of Wake Forest. And there was Paul and Silas them praying. And I believe today many of you right now, you're praying for different things that will take place in your life. You're believing God that God is going to change some things in your life. But I believe whether it's two or three together in his name, he will be in the midst. Can I get a witness this evening? God wants you to know today that you're not alone, that he's standing there right there with you, and all you got to do is trust him, believe him, wait on God, and watch what God do in the presence of your prayer. Your breakthrough is just a breath away. God's letting you know today that he have not forgotten you. You are an ambassador for Christ. If you just trust God, believe him and wait on him. And Paul and Silas was there praying. They were waiting for God to receive their prayer. And while they were praying, something happened there in the prison while they were praying. God's power is awesome. And the power of God began to manifest as they were praying. God began to move, and there came through in the earthquake, it shook the foundation of the prison. It shook the area where Paul and Silas was praying. It shook the whole area of the prison, and the doors were open. When they prayed, something happened in the spirit that shook the whole foundation of the prison, and it released every prisoner that was in prison, even Paul and Silas. It change things in their presence. It lets you know today that God's power is still moving today. It's still in the present today. Don't you doubt God. Continually trust him. Continually believe him and watch what God do in your presence. I'm here to tell you as a firm believer, we have a standard to keep and a God to glorify. Paul and Silas knew that they had a standard to keep and a God to glorify because they trusted God. They depended and believed in God. And I believe today, as you continually trust God, as you continually seek God, as you continually have the faith to trust and believe, God will move. And as Paul and Silas now were there, the prisoners were released. Even those that were soldiers that had them bondage, one of the men came to Paul and Silas, and he fell on his knees. The main one that came and locked them and put them in chains fell on his knees before Paul and Silas. And he asked him, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah, glory be to God. God is letting you know today, my brothers and sisters, there are people that are watching you right now. They are watching you and trying to see if you are really a true believer for God. And when they see that, even though they may be gone astray, but just know it may not be you that they come to and ask, what must I do to be saved? But God will send somebody their way that they will call on, that they see that that's their man or that woman of God, that they will go to and ask, what must I do to be saved? That's what this tent crusade is all about. It's all about winning souls. It's all about setting the captives free. It's all about undoing the heavy burden. It's all about breaking every yoke. And I believe today God's going to break some yoke. God's moving right now. God's moving, and he's coming back soon. And we're believing by faith. And we launch out with this tent crusade, April the 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th. 4 days of power, that the power of God is going to sit on the city of Wake Forest like never before, and the city will never be the same. I pray in the name of Jesus that this move of God will manifest in the presence of the people that are there. I want to thank all of you right now, and I want to ask you to make sure you write that on your calendar. I'm yours truly, Reverend Thurlin Kearney, and I pray that you are enjoying this program. And be sure to tune in every Monday through Fridays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the very best in gospel music and the word ministry. We're going to go back now with more of the very best in gospel music. God bless.
Through the You are, you are,
oh, 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 oh.
catch the waves on the NFI Radio Gospel Network 7 days a week, Mondays through Fridays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and on Saturdays and Sundays from 4 to 7 p.m. It's a wave thing, playing the very best in gospel music and the word ministry right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Catch the waves on the NFI. Keeping it real like a $50 bill. Telling the truth to the Lord deliver you. Hello, somebody. The NFI Radio Gospel Network. It's the second annual Tent Crusade, Jesus Feed the 5,000. It's all going to take place April the 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th in Wake Forest, North Carolina on North Allen Street. 4 days of power. And it's all going to take place in Wake Forest, North Carolina. This is sponsored by Now Faith International Ministries, 245 Friendship Chapel Road in Wake Forest. It's 4 days of power. That's right. On that Thursday night at 7 o'clock p.m., April the 24th, will be Pastor Enoch E. Holloway, pastor of the Friendship Chapel Baptist Church. And on that Friday evening at 7 o'clock is none other than Pastor Larry William, pastor of Kingdom Building Fellowship out of Clayton, North Carolina. And coming on that Saturday is Jesus Feed the 5,000 from 12 o'clock noon to 2 o'clock. They will be giving fish plates out to the community to 2 o'clock. And coming back at 6 p.m. will be all the way out of New Jersey, Bishop Sandy T. Burks, a powerful, anointed man of God that will bring forth the word of God at 6 o'clock on Saturday. And on that Sunday, ending this big tent crusade, will be all the way out of Fort Washington, Maryland, Reverend Robert E. Ellison. He is the author of an awesome book titled The Biblical Insight of Coping with Chaos. Don't miss this big tent crusade. It's the second annual tent crusade, Jesus Feed the 5,000, in Wake Forest, North Carolina, located on North Allen Street. 4 days of power, April the 24th, April the 25th, April the 26th, and 27th. Don't miss it. For more information, call 919-210-3679. It's a God thing. We'll be right back.
Network. God bless.